Hey everyone, I'm Erica.
And I'm Shay.
And we're two bestie moms breaking down topics each week here on our podcast.
We cover everything from pop culture to travel, motherhood, organization, fitness, fashion, food, and so much more.
We're two best friends just chatting about life, and we're so excited you're here. Hey Shay.
Hello.
Okay, in this episode, I feel like it's time for school to start again.
Why am I so excited?
I don't know. I'm not someone who typically thrives on routine, but I do get giddy about everything back to school.
I feel like we need to stop right there. I feel like you thrive on routine. I don't know you outside of a routine.
No, think about it. I get tired and I'm we're not doing that anymore. Or we decided to change it up. Maybe even some shows like The Crown got too boring, so I stopped. You know what I mean? I feel like I like a routine, but I typically get bored or tired of the routine after a bit. Do you see it?
I don't know if I see it. I don't know.
Think about it. I'm such a good packer of lunches at the beginning of the year. Oh, and then by October, I'm kids, you're eating in the cafeteria.
Oh, we've got a breakdown. We're breaking down back to school. Have we even said that? That's what we're doing. It's breaking down back to school. Somebody, we need to jot down lunches. We got to come back to lunches. We could spend a whole 20 minutes on lunches.
Oh, lunches. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Okay, I am so excited because I love summer. Don't get me wrong. I start counting down. You know, spring break ruins me. I don't care really about spring. Spring's fine. So as soon as spring break's over, I'm ready for summer.
Yes.
So I feel like in my heart, it's been summer since mid-March.
Yes.
But that's okay because now it's back to school. Well, where are my pumpkins? Where's my pumpkin spice latte? Where's my pumpkin cereal? Where's my pumpkin creamer? Where's my pumpkin candle? Where's all the pumpkin? I need a scarf. I need a jacket. I need some Uggs. I'm so excited.
That was really aggressive. Yes. Yes. Typically, right after the 4th of July. Well, I'm going to be honest. Right after the 4th of July, we got back from our little weekend getaway and I ordered Britt's new backpack. Oh, we were let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you probably got the catalog in the mail. I feel like I got mine pretty.
Or maybe I got an email that said it and it was okay, yeah, it's time. It's July. I don't know. It happens. It happens early.
Oh, you know, this is a kind of a random topic maybe, but it's just all moms are doing it. We're all going back to school. So we're just going to talk about it today and break it down. And I'm giddy because I just close my eyes and see pumpkins.
And okay, so that's what back to school means to you is pumpkins. Or, that's why you get excited about it.
Yes, I love fall. So back to school to me means apple recipes and fall and cozy nights in and fireplaces. I get it's 100 degrees probably outside still. I understand. I am that meme. You know the meme they always pass around me on the first day of fall or whatever?
Yes.
I am the crazy lady that's that is me. I own it.
I'm the meme where it's Britney Spears and she's sweating profusely, but she's trying to wear her fall sweater. Yes. And it's so hot outside.
I just love it. I feel like our kids, here's the deal. Our little school district, I love our school district, but when we start and stop school, it swings by weeks every year.
It does. This year, we're starting really early in August, I think.
A couple of years ago, though, remember we didn't start until 2 days before Labor Day. It was August 28th or something.
Yeah, which means when it comes to all things back to school, shopping, we don't really do that here. Or, I don't know. I feel like I don't really do that. I'll let Ebby Lee get a new outfit for the first day. But other than that, it's so hot. And who wants to be buying new summer clothes technically for the end of the summer?
Right.
Because they don't need fall or winter clothes until October, November.
Well, but good luck even finding new summer clothes. Because when
that too. Their sweaters are in the stores.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just a tricky time here in Texas. Maybe it's like that for everywhere.
Yeah. We need to do some poll about that.
Yeah.
We will add a poll to our stories today. Because if you go to the mall or even pull up your favorite store's website, it's already jeans, sweaters, boots.
Yeah, you're right.
So we do the same thing. I will let, if Kensington or my little girls, if they want a new outfit for the first day, we will get them something new. But I would say we don't start actually getting jeans, sweaters, boots until end of September, beginning of October.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember even some Octobers, it being so warm that they didn't really wear jeans. ever. I mean, I think it's different. Like our girls now, where they go to school, that there are like strict rules on how short their shorts can be. So even on the first day, typically Abby Lee wears jeans. Yeah. So she needs jeans, but like the boys or Britt, no.
No.
Not for a long time.
Erica knows this about our house. I am on top of the girls' clothes regularly. You know, I love to purge a closet. So I'm constantly like editing and donating or giving to friends. But when it comes to Smith's clothes, that's all Andrew. So it happens twice a year. Erica could probably set her watch by it. Twice a year, Andrew has this like moment where he looks at Smith and it's like, your clothes don't fit. Like he just like all of a sudden, like yesterday, Smith's clothes, Andrew didn't notice. But today his shirt's too short. His shorts are too tight. And then Andrew goes upstairs and like comes down with all the stuff that doesn't fit. And then somehow it's probably my fault. And then Andrew buys Smith's. Listen, all he wears is like Under Armour. Right. So then Andrew like
or like a Yankee t-shirt. Yeah. So he's buying him all new Yankee t-shirts.
Yeah. So.
Well, really, we should have Andrew on to see if he's ready for back to school.
We really should. Are you ready to change out those Yankee t-shirts for a size bigger?
Yeah. Have you upgraded to a larger size?
He gets so like animated and a little like exasperated. Like, oh my gosh, your clothes don't fit. I'm like, he didn't grow overnight.
Yeah. He just didn't notice.
You know what? Not my department. No. Don't have to worry about it.
No. Okay. With age, with our age.
Our age.
What do you think gets harder to like get ready for back to school? Does anything get harder?
I think gearing back up for a busier afternoon schedule gets harder for me.
Yeah.
Because in the summer, I feel like we go into the summer and our kids are still playing sports. Mm-hmm. So even though it might be summer, the first few weeks they still have, you know, baseball in the evenings or volleyball.
Yes.
But then you kind of hit July 4th and we're out of
school.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then you get like a month or 6 weeks of no sports in the evening. So for me, it's that gearing back up to, oh, now our evenings are busy again.
Yes.
That is, it's hard. And then, you know, we get into a routine and it's fine, but that's a harder transition for me because like right now our evenings are nice and free, but that's not going to be the case during the school year.
Right.
What about you?
I see that. I think it's harder to send a kid to middle school for the first time versus like elementary school. And not, I mean, I was sad and like we cried when Abby Lee went to kindergarten just because she was our first one and we didn't know what to expect. But I think it seemed harder to me. Like, I think sending a kid to high school will feel even harder. You know what I mean? Just the first steps or the first kids that are going to like those new schools. So I would probably say that. It's just a different ballgame in middle school and high school.
So last year, Abby Lee and Kensington went to middle school.
Yes.
And I was nervous.
Yeah. And it went great. It went totally fine. It was a great year. But still, it's just like, that's a little bit scary.
Are you as nervous for Nixon? Because so this year, Nixon and Smith are just 1 year behind. This year, Nixon and Smith go to middle school.
No, I'm not because we've already done it and like we know what to expect. And I also just think Nixon's personality is a little bit different. But I mean, it's nothing at all like sending them to fourth grade.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's just like a different feeling than middle school.
Hey, side note. Ashby and Bowen are going to third grade this year. So they're just right there in the middle. And
there's like nothing. I mean, they'll have a great year.
Yeah. Like we know all at this point, we've already had four kids go through third grade. We know all the teachers. They know the teachers because they've already been in the school for 3 years. Like they're right there in the middle. It's going to be like a party going back to third grade. They're so excited. But just as a side note, I swear to you, by the end of the school year, Andrew Schull doesn't even still know what grade his, like, Ashby's in. Ashby, because she's, like, in the middle, he's always like, she's in second grade or third grade? And I'm always like, she's in second grade this year. And then he'll ask again. Because those middle kids also, I think, like, they're just, you don't, there's not the buildup because other kids have already done
it. They're so much more, like, resilient and laid back and, like, go with the flow, though. Like, there are definitely big pros to being a third or fourth kid versus the first.
And the teachers already know them.
Yeah.
Because they have
are comfortable. The kids are more comfortable. The teachers are, all of it.
The teachers are like, oh, I already had your big brother and big sister. Like, they know their names. It's such an advantage, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I have no like nervous thoughts about third grade at all.
No. And I don't have any nervous thoughts about first grade either.
Yes, for Madeley. Okay, yes. No. So Madeley's going into first grade and Britt is going to be in transitional kindergarten this year where she will go 4 days a week and just do that. And the next year she'll go to kindergarten.
And I think we should stop and talk about that for a second. So,
okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. And I'll say Ashby has a summer birthday. So in Texas, like September 1st is the cutoff.
Yes.
So if you are 5 on September 1st or after, you're technically, that's your grade.
Yes.
So kids with summer birthdays or spring birthdays or just, you know, there's like approaching like traditional kindergarten. I think a lot of people we know. In fact, I would almost say like every friend we have has at least one kid where they started them the following year. So Ashby, I started the following year. She could technically be going into fourth grade, but with her just array of issues, I just thought like, you know, I wanted to keep her home and in preschool one more full year before I sent her off. And it was like the best decision. I'm so glad. So she's a little bit older than her classmates, but she's not the baby. And I think Ashby is going to thrive, or she is thriving so much better being a little bit older versus being the baby.
Yes. Okay. I feel we're going to have to add this to like the podcast notes or whatever.
Yes.
But somebody told me to read a book and I haven't read it, but just after talking to this mom, I was so encouraged that I was already contemplating holding Britt back, which she has a fall birthday. So to be honest, like she's would be an older kid anyway if she started kindergarten this year. But just, you know, like being raised in an orphanage for the first 18 months of her life and then coming here and having a cleft palate that hadn't been repaired yet. And so she didn't talk for a long time. And now we're still going to speech twice a week. Just all those things. Like she just, especially speech-wise, has some delays. And so after talking to her speech therapist and other parents and, you know, just getting, I don't know, everyone's thoughts on what we should do and what would be best for her, we decided that we should do a program like transitional kindergarten where she goes 4 days a week. It's all day or, you know, like 9 to 2. It's for kids who are 5 by September 1st. So it's kids who could go to kindergarten, but they're just choosing not to. So they're mostly like older or, you know, by the end of the year, they'll be like older 5s. So I have no like regrets or doubts or anything about it. Like, I'm so glad. I think if nothing else, like she'll be a lot more confident going into the school year. The second she goes to kindergarten, we will probably have to drop down to just doing one day of speech just because realistically, it's just hard to get. I mean, she takes it in like another town. I mean, it's close, but it takes like 20-ish minutes to get there. So just realistically with time and her going to school all day, I don't know that we'll be able, that even like the therapist will fit us in. So I just think it'll be best for her. And she did great in preschool. Like she knows lots of things, but I just think it will be like a good year. And on the plus side, I don't know about you. I feel like we've talked about this too. Like, when your kid is about to go to kindergarten, you have this stress of like, oh my gosh, did we have enough fun? Like their last year of preschool. So Britt's been going 5 days, but this year the TK program is just 4 days. So every Friday she won't go to school. And in my head, I'm like, okay, but it gives us the opportunity to like really like go to the zoo, go to the park, go like really be intentional with our time. So I think my plan is every other Friday we'll do something like fun that's like bigger, and hopefully we can get like all of that checked off my mom list before she goes to kindergarten.
I think if we can give any of our kids like any sort of upper hand where they feel more confident going into school, then we should.
Yeah, totally. I think too, like kids that just are different, right? Like Britt looks, she has some differences. So I think that too, if that will make her more confident, like I want to do everything I can as her mom to make her as confident as possible when she is going into kindergarten. So
absolutely.
I'm super excited about it. Something else that Tab and I have talked about though, like Ebby Lee's birthday is April. Nixon's birthday is April. If we had a kid whose birthday was like June, we wouldn't have thought about it. We just would have held them. Probably maybe even May. Like we would have held them. So I remember when Nixon was in kindergarten or in preschool asking, like, should we hold him? Because I don't know what, like, why April do we send him, but May we would hold him? Like, what's the, you know, it's just like a weird spot. And I remember them being like, oh, he's ready. You know, yeah, send him. He was like a bigger kid. Remember, I mean, in the past, he's always been a bigger kid. But if I had it to do over, I might have held him.
So
I think, like, knowing that, I mean, Nixon's doing fine. He's like,
Oh, Nixon's fine. Amazing, but yes.
Yes. But you know what I mean? Like, knowing what I know now, I'm kind of like, it wouldn't have hurt him in the least to get held for another year and do like another year of pre-K. So sorry, we got on the off on this like tangent of holding kids versus sending, but
I think a lot of moms are probably contemplating this right now though.
Yeah. I also think for me, when especially when it comes to Britt, it didn't cross my mind because I kept thinking like, she's going to be old. Like, again, if she was a spring or summer birthday, it wouldn't look as like different or odd. And finally somebody was like, it's up to you. Like, you're her mom. Like, what's going to be best? And so anyway, if anybody's listening and you're in that spot, you do what's best for you.
Yeah.
And we'll link that book.
Oh yes.
Because we'll somebody told me about this book where they talk about it and it was like super encouraging to her and she held her kid back and like has had no regrets. And she was also talking about like so often it's like maybe even the pride of parents where they don't want to hold their kid back because it looks different. Or it's like other parents being like, why did you hold them back? Like other parents asking questions. Typically it's like not the kids having a hard time with it. It's just, you know, parents. So
yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's going to be a great year. So
it will.
For you, you have one going into transitional kindergarten, third, sixth, and seventh.
Yes.
And sixth, seventh, and eighth is middle school. And then my kids are almost the exact same. I have one though going into first and then also third, sixth, and seventh. So we'll be at multiple schools.
Yes.
But our four big kids will all be together. And I'm so excited about that. I think they just seem like they're, you know, they're kids, bigger kids now. I think they'll think it's fun that they are at like the big kids school and not still in elementary school with their younger sibling.
Oh yeah. And the fact that the girls have already done it, I think Nixon and Smith aren't worried at all because, you know,
yeah,
it's like no big deal now.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think gets easier over time? Like sending kids back to school?
Whoa. Oh,
maybe we kind of talked about it with like,
yeah,
it's easy after you've already like been to the grade.
Well, I mean, I think what gets easier is my routine gets easier because summer routine is
hard.
So at least it's like, whew, they're all in school. Yes. And then I've got 7 hours where I can like work like seven just in a row where I'm not. Yeah. Summer hours are hard when you're, you know, trying to work from home and also be present and active and engaging with your kids. So that is easier. Slipping into that school routine is way easier for me.
I agree. And at the beginning of the year, I am on my A game like never before. I feel like superwoman. Like my meals are planned. You know, everything is like in order.
I mean, let's just talk about lunches here. Let's just drop that in here.
Okay.
Just like you said, like, you know, when we pack our lunches at the beginning of the year, I mean, sandwiches are in shapes and there's like hummus or individual guacamole.
Yeah. There's like all this interesting stuff that you've seen on Pinterest. You have your cheese sliced into hearts or stars for the first day of school. And then, I don't know, by November, I'm like, if you want a lunch, you're packing it yourself or you're eating in the cafeteria. It doesn't take long for me to go from August mom to November mom.
I know. It's so exciting, you know, at the beginning to make their lunches. Now, I think like we could do a whole podcast breaking down school lunches. But in a nutshell, I think we've done it different ways over the years. Right now, Kensington has a gluten and intolerance or whatever. So I'm more particular about her lunch, just making sure she has plenty to eat and that it's not going to be cross-contaminated. Smith kind of makes his own lunch and it's a hodgepodge of just stuff. He likes to heat things up though. Smith is in this age now where he wants something hot. So he doesn't want a cold sandwich. So he's always putting leftovers or he'll heat up something from Trader Joe's and wrap it in foil. I mean, I don't think it's hot when he gets to school.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want like just a turkey sandwich or anything anymore.
Yeah.
He does his own lunch. But my little girls buy their lunch at school every day. And I think it's been like the greatest thing. And I wish all of my kids bought their lunch. One, I don't have to make their lunches. But two, like they're eating such a bigger variety.
Yeah, you started wrong.
I did.
I mean, I did too. Yes.
Kensington, when she could eat gluten, she used to get like things to accompany her lunch. Like she wouldn't get the main meal, but she would go through the line and get like a side.
Or add a dessert or whatever. Yes.
She would add stuff. Smith says this year he's going to try to eat more in the cafeteria because I also think like the middle school food is a little bit more fun and he feels a little bit more big buying his lunch. But my little girls have consistently bought their lunch at school. And I love that they come home and they're like, I had a chicken Caesar salad with a roll and, I don't know, they'll name whatever.
Peaches or some random fruit. Yeah,
it's a variety.
Yeah. I like that. Ebby Lee has always made her own lunch. I mean, not always, but, you know, this past year she did, and I'm sure she'll do it again. Nixon and Bowen last year ate in the cafeteria some and then took their lunch some. Bowen mostly always ate in the cafeteria because he is the easiest, probably being the third kid, and he's fine with whatever. Nixon's a little pickier, but then on the flip side, he's also picky about what is packed. So, yeah, this year I'm sure he'll pack his lunch. I don't think he'll eat in the cafeteria if he has it his way.
Maybe his friend Smith will inspire him.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
It's been really good for my kids and good for me, too. It's also hard to, like, get enough food in a lunchbox. My kids had to take, like, an ice chest to school. A Yeti backpack. That's what my kids. Right? Because sometimes Smith, like, sets out what he wants to take. And then I'm like, buddy, like.
Like, that doesn't all fit.
No. I don't know where you think you're putting that stuff.
Maybe he needs a bigger lunchbox.
He needs a Yeti backpack.
True.
Don't make fun of him when he's walking around with his Yeti backpack on. What do you miss, though, the most about summertime?
Not having a routine, even though I just said, like, I love having it when school starts. I love that there's no, like, pressure for when they wake up or when we go to bed. It's, like, just more laid back in the summer.
Yeah, I like that, too. I like that, too. I hate, you know, I wake my kids up, just like you. Like, my kids have to be woken up. They're not waking up to go to school in the morning. Just, like, you know, don't wake a sleeping baby.
Yeah.
Don't wake a sleeping kid of any age, I don't think.
Okay, let's talk about that, because I was talking to someone in the spring last year about, like, morning routines, and I was saying, like, it was hard for me to just get everything done, and she had me, like, really breaking up my day. We were talking about it, and when I told her that I went upstairs to, like, wake my kids up for school, was like, why are you doing that? And I said, I was like, well, you know, like, I want their day to start off nice. And, you know, I go in and I'm like, hey, it's time to get up. But she was like, no, you're trying to, like, raise, like, responsible humans here. Like, they need to figure out that, like, if they want to have a slow morning, then they need to set their alarm to allow for a slow morning. Or if they are fine with, like, they'd prefer to sleep until the last minute and then get up, then they set their alarm for a later time. But you need to let them know, like, breakfast happens at this time and you need to be, like, dressed and ready to eat. So I bought everybody alarm clocks, and we did that for probably, like, the last couple weeks of school, but I'm, like, ready. Like, this year they will do that on their own, especially because now our kids have, like, different times where they have to be. So if you or me, if we go in and, like, I spend time waking up my elementary kids, and then I go and wake up my middle school kids, and then I go wake up my preschool, like, it's a lot. Those minutes add up, you know? So anyway. It's what I'll be doing this year. Shay, tell everybody what you do in the morning.
I struggle with this.
I know. I laugh. I make fun, if I'm being honest. I make fun.
Sometimes I mom a little too hard. And in the morning, I tend to mom too hard. I'm working on it. I used to. I don't anymore.
Be honest.
Erica, you know, teased me enough about it. I used to, like, individually wake them up. And then I'm not even going to say how old they were because my kids would be embarrassed.
Yeah, but,
like,
don't say their ages.
I carried them each individually downstairs, carried them, like, people that were, like, pretty much my size.
I mean, each one. So she would go upstairs and, like, wake them up with, like, a soothing voice. She'd wrap them up in a little blanket and she would carry them downstairs.
Erica can eat a protein bar for breakfast and you are thrilled with that.
I mean, I wouldn't say thrilled, but yes, like, I'm fine
content.
With it.
Like, that is, like, fine. I will bend over backwards to make myself a hot breakfast. I like a hot breakfast. So I then, by default, feel like my kids should have a hot breakfast.
Yeah.
So then I'm also making a hot breakfast. I had a whole morning routine that was just a little too
aggressive.
It was. Because I'm like, well, I want eggs and turkey bacon and toast and a sliced avocado. Who doesn't want that for breakfast? So then I'm making that stuff for my kids, or else they're getting pancakes. Like, it's going to be hot, like, hot.
Yes.
But last year I tried to work on introducing, like, not like cereal, yogurt, and you can get it on your own.
Yeah.
And then even some things, like, I put on a lower shelf in the freezer because I'm like, Ashby and Maidly, like, you can pull that out and microwave it. My microwave is low. Like, I'm working on not babying them. In the mornings, I go above and beyond. But when it comes to, like, waking my kids up, I did last year, we realized, maybe the year before, but Smith is just like his mom and dad. He is a morning person. But he has to be woken up in the morning. Like, if I oversleep, I'm cranky.
Yes.
Right? Because, Smith is, if I was waking him up at 6:30, and he was in such a bad mood. But then I realized it's because Smith wants to accomplish all these things before school. So he feels rushed and stressed and annoyed that he can't, right? So then yes. I realized, like, okay, he's like Andrew and me. So then he started waking up at 5:30, and he was like a whole new kid.
And his alarm goes off on his own, right? Yes. Like, he sets it and gets himself yes. up. Okay.
So he started setting an alarm. So Smith is, which probably sounds counterintuitive, but Smith waking up earlier has made him a much happier person in the morning.
That's great. Yeah.
Because I think he's like me and Andrew, right? He likes that time. Kensington is my night owl, but now she goes to school last. Her school starts after the other kids' school. So she gets to sleep in a little bit. So that worked out better last year for us too. My little girls are so easy that it doesn't take them long. Just how you would think. They're just so sweet. Like, they just wake right up. They get dressed. They brush their teeth. They come downstairs. They eat breakfast. They're all smiles. It's those big two that give me a hard time. But yeah. We're figuring it out.
Yeah.
We're figuring it out. But everybody's different. I think that too. Like, it wasn't working out. And we had to, like, really stop and realize my kids are different.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I can't apply the same morning routine across the board.
Yes.
The bottom line, I don't carry everybody anymore.
And does Kensington wake herself up with an alarm?
She does.
Okay, perfect.
She does. So she wakes herself up. But I used to enforce a strict bedtime for Kensington,
uh-huh.
for all my kids. But then I realized she's a night person by default.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm letting Smith lose an hour of sleep by waking up, I need to be fair and let her stay up an hour.
Uh-huh.
As long as she's getting up happy and she doesn't seem tired. But that doesn't seem fair either. Why does Smith get an hour less sleep just because he's waking up in the morning, but she has right. to go to bed early when she needs more time to wind down than he does?
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm learning. They're all different.
Yeah.
You got to do what's best for them.
Absolutely.
Oh, but alarms are good. Alarms are good. Ashby and Madeley have an alarm, but I still...
Say it louder for the people in the back, Shay.
I do. I don't carry Ashby anymore because you tease me, but I do carry Madeley down the stairs.
Yeah. Okay. We're working on it.
I'm a work in progress.
Yeah. Okay. So what makes back to school easier for your family? Is there anything that, like, you do that's like, okay, that really helps?
I mean, I think a meal plan.
Yeah.
I cook during the summer. You know, this. I don't cook more during the school year. I'm cooking this every night. I'm the only one around. So I'm cooking, right, every night regardless. But I just think summer food is so much. We're throwing chicken on the grill. We're slicing a tomato, making guacamole. Like, it's just so easy.
Yeah.
And then if my people are all home because they don't have after school activities, it's easier for them to help. But when during the school year, after school is when, like, all the go starts.
There's chaos. Absolute yeah. chaos. Yeah.
It's not relaxing. So I have to have, like, a good meal plan. So, like, dinner is either in the slow cooker or it's roasting in the oven, or I've already prepped stuff and I know exactly what I'm making because it needs to be much more fast and efficient. What about
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I agree. My meal plans are way different in the fall or, you know, back to school. I think my slow cooker gets so much work where, like, I use it some in the summer, but just the other day, I had no idea what I was even going to have for dinner. And that's normally not, like, school year, Erica, but I, like, Instacarted groceries and they brought me, like, what Ooh. I made for dinner because that's how unprepared I was for, like, a summer meal.
God bless 2021 where you can do things like that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think in the summer, sometimes I, like, wing it way more than I ever do in the school year, or we wouldn't eat, or we would eat, you know, Chick-fil-A every night. So
yeah, in the summer, it's just so much easier. Like, oh, I need to run by the grocery store. Well, you're not also having to do, like, football practice and cheer and homework. And
yeah.
So it's easy to just run, pop into the grocery store. In the school year, there's no time for that. We're running from A to B to C. And I know your family's like mine. We really try to eat dinner together every night. So it does need to be well coordinated if we're all going to have that, find that pocket of time to sit down and eat.
Yeah. And oftentimes I'm, like, making something, I don't know, like at 2:30
mm-hmm.
so that then it can be in the slow cooker and we can eat it at 6 or whenever our, like, window to eat is, where, like, in the summer, that's out the window.
Okay, wait, we've not talked about this. Yeah, I do that too. Like, if I know I need to stop and pick my kids up from school, let's say at 3, then yeah. at 2:30, I will go in there and just get dinner almost, like, really going.
Yeah. I do that a lot in the slow cooker and it'll, yeah. you know, just be ready for us.
And then that's so helpful. And then whenever you do find that pocket of time, your food's ready. Would you prefer, because this is changing for me, would you prefer to eat earlier or later as with your family?
Like, if there was practice at each?
Yeah, like, if it's, like, a busy night and you kind of have to pick, like, we're going to have to eat either early.
It doesn't matter which one, because they're going to have a snack at the other, like, mm-hmm. So it doesn't, it's probably like all the same to me. Usually I'm hungrier earlier. So I'd rather eat earlier and then like feed them a snack right after the last game or, you know, the last practice or whatever, but it's interchangeable. Oftentimes we still will eat early, but then they'll have like leftovers, like another, almost like dinner round two. You know what I mean? If there's time for that.
I used to always want to eat earlier, but the older I get, the more if I have to pick, I would rather eat later.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because I don't like to feel rushed. I feel like if I'm eating later, that means like our night's over. So yeah. The older I get, the more I'm like, I think I'd rather you guys eat a snack and we're going to eat dinner at 8 o'clock when everything's over.
Yeah.
Andrew doesn't like that. Andrew wants to eat at 5 and 8. He doesn't love that.
But I would say Tab likes to reverse it. He doesn't really want to eat dinner at 5, but I'm probably eating lunch a lot earlier than he is, which is why.
Well, that's probably true too.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of that, I know you and I both eat an early lunch because we wake up early. So we're eating breakfast earlier. We're eating lunch. How does your work schedule change when the school year starts?
Well, it's just easier. I have these like giant pockets of time where I can work versus now it's, you know, intermittently doing a little work here and there. And, you know, and I don't know, the school year, there are big chunks of time. That's the biggest thing. Like work, I can work so much more without any interruptions.
I love everybody that we work with. We have like the best team at our travel agency. We're all moms. And it is something we kind of commiserate on together during the summer because we're all trying so hard to be so engaging with our kids. But then it's also like,
on vacations and take your kids to Bible school or camps or whatever, and then also work. So yeah, that's the only negative about summer is like that early morning, it almost like is more important in the summer than it is during the school year for me.
Yes. And so even though I think one might say, well, you can sleep in the summer, but yes, I feel like I actually have to take advantage of that time even more in the summer. Morning. Yeah, that's a good point.
Or in the evening. Oftentimes at night, like after dinner, I'm like finishing up on work during the summer. And I do not do that during the school year.
No, because our evening schedules are so busy during the school year. I mean, we make it work.
Yeah.
But I just think it's much easier during the school year. Yeah. For sure.
What about like preparing for back to school? So we like meal plan, we get new backpacks. Like what are some things that like in your summer checklist for back to school? Like what do you check off your list to get ready?
I like to get like, let's do that semi-annual teeth cleaning. My kids all go to the dentist.
Oh, yeah.
But then I also on the flip side in September, I never go to the doctor more than in September because then in September, I'm going to go to the dentist. I'm going to get my skin checked. I'm going to go to my like mammogram or annual appointment. Like I'm going to do like all these things that I wasn't able to do during the summer or didn't really want to do towards the end of the school year when you're so busy. So I make lots of doctor's appointments.
Yes.
For everybody. Okay. On both ends. I'm doing all of that. I'm also getting ready for school. I have a very organized calendar year round, but it looks great. You know, I have everything so coordinated.
The most organized, like you're color coded and you have your post-its in just the right spot. Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that what you do too?
Yeah. I feel like everybody gets new, like their backpacks or water bottles or, you know, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, I've never been more organized. I love getting new notepads, new, all of that just to be on my A game.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of something else. I think that's kind of all that I do to prepare. What about like, I think something else that helps me on for back to school is like our first day of school tradition. That day is so fun for me. So that's another reason like I look forward to it because we take kids to school and then we meet up with other moms and do like breakfast. Do you have something like special that you make for your kids in the morning that day?
Yes. And I even have something to add to your first day of school traditions because I like it so much. Yes, I love it. It's a fun day for me. I do the same thing. My kids like green pancakes.
Yes.
I made them for St. Patrick's Day before Kinsington went to kindergarten. She loved them so much. She asked for them on the first day of school, her kindergarten year. And now we just make them every year.
Okay. That's
funny.
So I
make green pancakes with like sausage balls.
Okay.
And Andrew and I take all the kids to school. Like we do it together. We take lots of pictures. Everyone's so excited. And then I always make, so then after that, I go down to our, we go to the same like diner with all of our like girlfriends. We meet up. We have like a mom's first day of school breakfast, which is so fun. Then I always go to Hobby Lobby and I buy something pumpkin, shocker. And I always drink like a coffee and I'm like in pumpkin mode already, even though it's like mid-August. Yes. But then I make like peanut butter no-bake cookies.
Yes.
That's like our first day of school, like treat. So I make them in the afternoon, and then Andrew comes home from work early, and then we pick the kids up from school, and then we like sit around the kitchen and eat no-bake cookies and talk about our first day.
Okay. So do you have something you always make for dinner?
No, that changes a little bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes lasagna, that's kind of a popular one. It kind of changes, but I usually take like that whole day off from work, and it's just doing fun stuff.
I think that's what it is. It's like just a fun day. Mm-hmm. I always put something in the slow cooker or have something that's like made early. So then there's no pressure after school. It's just nice. That day is like nice.
Yes. But tell what you do, because I like what you do in your door so much so that I look forward to seeing it.
The first day, I think on my blog, right when Ebbie Lee went to kindergarten, I asked for like, what are some fun traditions? Because, you know, I felt like we're about to start whatever we're going to do. And somebody said they always decorate the front door. Like crepe paper, you know, just balloons, whatever. They just decorate the front door. So I did it the first year. I'm not really knowing like what she would think or, you know, whatever. And she liked it. And then now I've been doing it ever since. I mean, I literally tape like crepe paper hanging down from the door. But now it's like cheesy, but they still look for it. You know what I mean? Like my big kids are still like, oh, mom. But they're also like looking for it when they walk in or, you know, when they get home. So I'll do it. I'll do it when they come home from college and they'll be embarrassed that there's like crepe paper on the door. But it's what I do, apparently.
I love it. I drive by your house and just look at it because I'm like, oh, it's so festive.
Yeah.
It's a fun day. I also, we said at the beginning, our school district, I don't know who's making the calendar. They should really put Erica and me in charge of it. It changes to what day of the week you start school. But last year and this year, they are having us start on a Thursday. And that to me was a great decision.
Oh yeah. I love it. As a teacher, I loved it too. We always started on a Thursday when I was a teacher. And it's such a good way to like kind of dip your toes into going back to school, but not like be purely exhausted by the end of the week. So yeah, I'm a big fan of starting on a Thursday.
Yeah. And you get a couple days at the beginning of the week to like get all your ducks in a row before school starts. You get to recover over the weekend. And then like, if I'm going to take that first day of school off from work, well then I'm not missing a Monday. It's hard to miss a Monday. Mondays are hard to start anything. This year it's exciting because it's also a Thursday and I really like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
Do you have any back to school traditions? Like when you were little, how was back to school time for you?
I don't even remember much about back to school. I remember, okay, this is a funny story. I went to like a really small school, you know, in the country in Missouri. And like small enough that we had like one kindergarten, one first grade, one second grade. So my mom was my kindergarten teacher. And I guess for whatever reason, I was nervous about going to kindergarten, which is ironic because my mom was my kindergarten teacher, right?
Yes. You had the in, Erica.
Yeah. You know, but you know how like the teacher's lounge was? It was like this at my school where like kids weren't supposed to go in there. Mm-hmm. Well, my mom went, she probably said like, I'm going to do something like stay right here in the room. And then she was going into the teacher's lounge to like make copies or I don't know, do something. But like kids weren't really supposed to be in there. So she didn't want to bring her 5-year-old kid. I remember like bursting into tears and like knocking on the door, crying, and my mom being like, Erica. At the time, I remember being like, oh, that was so sad. It was like a, you know, such a stressful moment for me. But now that I'm a mom, I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like at school with my mom every day and I couldn't like set. I don't know if that was the first day. I feel like it was, but that's a first or, you know, back to school story I really remember. I clearly had issues.
Sweet.
Yeah.
My kindergarten teacher's name was Mrs. Marsh. I remember to this day. Yeah.
Was she nice? Did
you
like her?
She was so nice. I think in my head, I think she was like 85. She was probably 28.
Yeah.
Right? But she had red hair and she was so nice. And yeah. And I'm excited. I think like, so we broke down back to school, but there are a lot of other school topics we could break down. So people could reach out to us because you and I are very active at our kids' schools. We could break down volunteering or extracurricular activities or meal planning. Like there's so many different ways you could break this down.
Yeah. So shoot us an email or, you know, DM us however you prefer to communicate and let us know if there's something that you would be interested in breaking down a little bit more.
Because now that it's like, all time. I feel like there's so many topics we could deep dive into, but I'm just excited that it's back to school time. I'm excited. There will be a pumpkin at my house any minute.
Of course.
I don't care what the temperature is. Okay. Is it time for our random reader question?
Yes. Ooh, okay. Here we go. Okay. I have the first one. And I mean, I feel like you've already answered this. What is your favorite season and why?
Well, that was ironic.
I know, right? That one out.
My favorite season is spring. No, my favorite season is fall, 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 fall. It just makes me happy. Everything about it. The weather, the clothes, the smell, the candles, the leaves, the festivals, of course, the pumpkins, football, all of it. All of it.
And by clothes, you mean like shorts, right? I'm just kidding.
I do love a pair of shorts, like nobody's business, but give me booties, a sweater, jeans, a scarf, a jacket, a hat.
Any other layers you can name,
all
Shay?
Of it. Gloves. I love fall. Erica, what is yours?
No, I would say fall is my favorite, but by February, I'm really looking forward to summer.
I mean, spring break ruins me. I'm good in February, but mid-March. So
summer's a close second. That's what I'm going to say. Fall's my favorite, but summer's a close second. And then, I mean, I like winter too. I like staying in, but I feel like, I don't know what my personality is where like, I like being inside with my people, but there's like another alternative. I'm always going to choose it where I feel like in winter, it's like cold, it's dark outside. So I'm like, okay, yeah, we just need to like be at home all together.
I feel like spring needs, I'm going to get spring lovers. I apologize, but I feel like spring almost needs to commit. Am I cold and inside? Is it, you're right. I either need to be like inside and cozy,
yes,
or I want to be out in my pool. And spring, it's like you're in the middle.
You're nothing. You're neither.
Right? Yeah. It's too sunny to be inside cozy by the fire, but it's not quite warm enough to be like really enjoying the weather.
Yeah.
Mine's the same order as yours.
Spring, commit. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. My
next question.
First random reader question. How do you discipline? Listen, if I ever get a second batch of kids, I'm going to be much better. Like I'm having to learn this time around.
Well, but you already said it with like wake ups and bedtimes. Like every kid is so different. So I think even when they're little, you're like trying to be fair if you have two kids that are like small together. But as they get older, I totally see that. I mean, I could look at one of my kids sternly and they would cry, where I could, you know, look at another one and they would roll their eyes. You know, it's like very different. So
that's been, I think I've learned a lot, is that they're just different and you have to, it's not about fair, because it's not fair to discipline one kid the same way another kid when it doesn't have the same impact. Like that is actually not fair.
Yeah.
So yeah, I discipline in a variety of ways. I would say thankfully so far there hasn't been a need for a ton of discipline. I mean, like, you know, my kids have just usually expressing my, you know, concern or telling them what they did was a wrong choice has been enough to walk through that.
Or redirection.
Yes.
I don't know though, like when my kids were little, I feel like they stood in the corner. I don't know, like different things like that worked. Just they needed to be almost like a timeout space. Like go over there.
I also
give everybody a second.
Yes. A lot of things are solved with it's time for you to go to bed. You're tired.
Yeah.
Right.
Or you need to take a nap.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't care if you are 5 or you are 15. A lot I think is solved with, I think it's time to lay down. I mean, right? Because I actually think a lot of my kids maybe bad choices come from like being tired. So they're snappy or cranky with each other or discipline. It's a variety based on the kid.
For sure.
For sure. Okay. What about your next one?
What do you see your children doing when they're older?
Oh, like
if we had to guess now, I think like professionally.
Okay. Yes. Tell me, what do you think?
Okay. Ebby Lee right now at the moment wants to be an eye doctor.
Oh, okay.
I could totally see it happening.
Yep.
I think Nixon is going to be something. He's very like loyal. Mm-hmm. So I could see him. It's either going to be like something like he's going to work for the company that Tab works for.
Because
it was like a family like loyalty thing. Or he's going to be like in the military because he's like very loyal to like America. You know what I mean? I don't know. I think it's going to be like something where that you can like tie in to loyalty. That makes any sense.
Yes.
You see it?
For sure.
I don't know who exactly it will be like loyal to, but like there will be like a tie. Bowen is going to be in sales.
Yes, because he could talk.
And his first client will be Shay. I don't know what he'll be selling, but he's going to be like, you know what? I think Ms. Shay would be interested.
And I'm going to buy it.
Yes.
I'm going to buy it. Yes.
Who knows what it'll be, but Shay will be interested. And then Britt, I don't know. I feel like right now it's too early. Right now I think like something with people, like a teacher, a nurse, like something like that.
she has such a big personality.
She does. She does.
That it's not going to be something for like in a reserved. No, I see no. Britt like doing something. Yeah. Like she's a big, fun personality. Like, yes. Is it weird that I'm like, she's going to be like a youth pastor, right? Like she's going to be
maybe
getting the group going.
She does. Yeah. However, she's not good at letting that show until she feels super comfortable with you.
Well, then I feel like she feels super comfortable because I see just this huge personality.
Yeah, she definitely has it, but it doesn't let it, you know, be seen unless she's like super comfortable. So yeah, I don't know. What about you?
Okay, I agree with your people? All of those. Kensington wants to be a nurse.
Okay.
And I totally think that sounds just like Kensington. She wants to be a nurse. Smith wants to be a judge. And I feel like that sounds like Smith.
Yes. He's probably had to handle a lot of different disagreements between his three sisters at this point. So he probably has a lot of background.
I feel like he's a very discerning person.
Yes.
And so I think like both of those make a lot of sense. Ashby says she wants to be some sort of teacher. I think she would be a great speech therapist because loves her speech therapist so much. And you know, speech therapists can work in school. So she says like a teacher. I think Ashby's going to have some sort of, I don't know, some great job where her life experiences are going to help others.
For sure.
Whether it's teaching in a classroom or being some sort of a therapist.
Yeah.
I see that. Maidly wants to be a hair salon girl.
That's what she said, a hair salon girl. I could totally see Maidly using like those terms.
Yes. And can't you see her being a hair salon girl?
Oh, yeah. I would go to her.
Yeah.
I would
love that. Super like personable. And like, I've never been to a hairstylist that's not personable. Like she's super personable and
chatty. But also like my hairstylist she says it very kindly, but like she's going to tell me what she thinks. Yes. And I think that's Maidly too, where like if you say like, oh, I think I want to cut it cut like this. And I could see her being like, I don't really think that's going to go with your face.
Yes, I do. I think she would say that.
Yeah.
Yes.
In a nice way. Yes. She would say it nicely. It would come across great. But I think she would like be honest.
Yes.
And like, no, that's not what we should do today.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Okay. So last question. What is your general home decor style? I mean, mine's very specific.
Mine's barely surviving.
That you are so hard on your poor house.
No, not my house. I just mean like
the contents. Your house is fabulous.
I think it's my style is like traditional, probably a few extra things thrown in.
I'm going to say your style is traditional with a dash of whimsy.
Yeah, that's probably. Wait, what's the word?
Because like in your powder bath, like your living area, very traditional. And then the powder bath right off of it has like fun wallpaper and like this big, loud, awesome cowl picture. We're going to need to post a picture of the cowl picture because it's so cool. See a dash of whimsy.
That sounds better.
Mine's country French.
Okay, what about you? Country French. Yes. Okay.
But my mom's an interior designer. So I.
You probably could name like 12 different types. That's
what we talked about at the dinner table all growing up. So.
Oh my goodness.
So that's it. Okay. Those were good questions.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, we are almost out of reader questions. So if you have a random reader question that you would like us to answer at the end of the podcast, shoot us an email at thebestiebreakdown@gmail.com and I'll add it to the list.
Thank you. We would really appreciate that. Yeah. And then again, other back to school topics, fall topics, let us know. In the meantime, I'm going to go hold a pumpkin and smell a pumpkin candle and drink a pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, and I'm going to organize my calendar.
Oh, we got lots to do. Okay.
Thanks for listening today.
See you next week. Bye.
The Bestie Breakdown is brought to you by Erica Slaughter and Shay Scholl.
It's produced by John Reinhart at Free Dream Studio.
We love emails.
Reach out to us at thebestiebreakdown@gmail.com.